The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with their true wealth? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Who will you serve? So there's a great story about a medieval knight whose family come from decent wealth and purchased him a lot of armor to go and be a knight. And while he was out to protect his town, he had a dream one night of this beautiful banquet hall filled with armor. And he heard a voice say, "Who is it better to serve, the master or the servant?" And the young man said, "The master." "Go and serve the master." He woke up, gave away his armor, returned home, and, well, started the Franciscans. This is not a plug for St. Francis and the Franciscans. But it's a story of St. Francis, who struggled himself of kind of understanding what he's meant to do with his life. A lot of young people here is like, "What am I going to do? What's next?" We often ask ourselves, what's next? What are we going to do with our lives? What's next and meaningful for us? When we get to a good college, and once you get to a good college, you want to get a good job, you want to have a good retirement so you can have lots of free time to do things. But for what purpose? It's a good question to ask ourselves. What are we serving? Whom are we serving? Now, at this point, you're probably like, "Okay, Father Christopher, now we're getting some philosophical, decent talk about social justice. Let's back up a little bit before we get there." I was a little kid, and this is one of those Sundays where I think the Sunday school teacher was absent, so we all had to go sit and sit through the entire Mass. So my siblings and I were shoved in the middle of the church, and, it was one of our first times together as an entire crew without having to go to Sunday, to the children's liturgy and get whisked away. Well, it became offertory time, and they passed the baskets down. Well, my older brother set the example for the rest of us. He grabbed the money first. Myself and my younger brother followed. The look on my father's face was not so great. And that's when he says, no, "That money is not for you. It's for other people. Put it back." So the next week, he gave us money and said, "This is what I want." He gave each of us a couple dollars and said, "I want to put each one of you, put this in the basket when it comes around." That wasn't for us, it was for something else. And we're challenged ourselves. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve yourself, or are you going to serve others and God? And it's a real challenge. It's a challenge these young people who are with us have made a commitment to try to serve God and other people through their confirmation program. They're being accompanied by their sponsors who are giving of their time to say something important is happening here. Obviously, you're not here for the wonderful, you're not being fed foie gras today. And I am certainly not going to be as good of a speaker as Father Greg Boyle. If you want to hear him, come later in the week. But you come here for a higher purpose. Because we are loved and we want to return that love and spread that love, do we not? Have you been loved? How many here have been loved? Raise your hand. Everyone's been loved. And we are called to respond to that love, not just to, you know, hoard it for ourselves, but to give it away. I know for myself, I remember the teachers who helped me when I was struggling in school. And we worked after school on my spelling. And trust me, it's still not great. Thank God for spell check. But still, they stayed after with me and worked with me on my education. And because of that example they set for me, I wanted to go into education. That's why I work at St. Francis, because I wanted to give of my time and energy. But there's a challenge for all of you. It's not just for me as a priest, as a Franciscan. Oh, Father Christopher, you can do all that service stuff. I'm just going to sit at home and fall asleep and binge watch Netflix. You are called to the same way of life, to live in it in a different way. And I'm not just saying because your schools are forcing some of you to do service hours. Go for it. No, it's not just about that. We're trying to train you to how to serve other people and to be aware of that. Because if we just want to serve ourselves, it's miserable and very difficult onto your life. I have friends who work hard hours and they miss wonderful dinners with their families so they can make a few extra grand a year. I know we want to make sacrifices for our families, but what's worth more? Dinner with your family or 2 grand? I know right now, hey, give me 2 grand now. Well, as you get older, you're going to be looking for that family and friends, and you can't buy that. You can't buy that. As you look at your life, you know, I look at these teens who work constantly. I've got to get the ACT, SAT prep. I got all these APs. They're wearing themselves out because they want to get a good job and earn good money. But they're miserable. Because they're trying to serve something else other than they're serving money and they're serving materialism. And we've got to fight that. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let's stop making ourselves miserable. Let's live a little simpler. And that's what, you know, Amos has kind of given us the smackdown when it comes to these things. It says, stop selling the poor for a pair of sandals. Have you read where your shoes come from? Who makes them? Oh, that's, you mean that thing that was written a couple thousand years ago applies to me now? Shock. You know, if someone asked, let's put a homeless shelter in South Pasadena, I think some people would go, wait a minute, what about our property values? They're going to go down, Father Christopher. This is what the gospel says. You are selling off the poor. It is our responsibility to help each other along. Because if we don't use the resources of this earth wisely, the Lord's not going to give us much when it comes to eternity. How do we use our time and our resources? And that's what I want to challenge you with. It doesn't mean that you can't have money. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it means you can't skip a few meals to make sure that your family's provided for. But we always have to keep this in check. We have to keep in check our own motivations so that when that basket comes around, that we're not that little kid grabbing. We know better. And for the little ones here, there's ways you can do this, and this might be sharing with other people, playing with the games and sharing the toys with your kids, with the other kids that are around you. This might, for your teenagers, mean maybe putting the phone down for a few minutes and sharing that time with your family. I promise you, you're not going to get this time ever back again in your life. I know you spend all your adolescence trying to run out of the house. You're going to spend the rest of your life trying to get back to these times. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us not serve ourselves, but let us serve God and one another. We cannot serve two gods. You can serve the God who made you and created you and loved you, or you can serve the God of materialism. The choice is yours.